Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, we're taking into the weekend here. Sue will not be sitting in a deer stand tomorrow in the middle of the woods of Howard County, but I sure will be.
That is correct.
Yeah. You've never done that, I'm guessing, Sue.
No.
And did you try, I can't remember, did you try my deer sausage that my...
It's in the fridge. We haven't tried
really
it.
Good. It's really good.
It looks good.
Went to G&W and my daughter shot that button buck a few weeks ago. She is already in the area of the farm where I hunt, and I'm looking forward to going up there. We're back on Monday. We have an entire week. Sue, do you realize that Thanksgiving is like 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away?
Yeah, it's kind of freaking me out.
Are you guys working that week? Are you and Fred? Because I'm off.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a miracle. I'm off the whole week.
Yeah, we're working.
Okay.
And
Godspeed.
I think I'm gone. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
You want to bring us food? We're
well,
open
my
to it.
Son and Idris, the grandson, are coming into town.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
You know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a commitment to you. I'll bring him down here when you guys are on the air. How's
yes.
that sound?
Oh, my gosh. We would love it.
I have to do that, right? You have
yes.
to pressure me to do it. Hey, my friend Gary Stromberg at the bottom of the hour. Gary's awesome. He used to run one of the biggest PR firms in all of Hollywood and Los Angeles. They represented the Rolling Stones and a lot of acts. He's doing a new podcast about the Rumble in the Jungle, which is a fascinating piece of music history and sports history, because they did a big concert was put on, and Gary was the guy that helped put it together with Bill Withers and James Brown. He's got a classic James Brown story that he'll share, and we have an audio cut of the day as well. Right now, the host of the Michelle Tafoya podcast back with us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk, Michelle Tafoya. How are you, Michelle? Thanks for coming on.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Did you ever see, one of the things I'm going to ask Gary when I have him on, did you ever see the documentary When We Were Kings about the Rumble in the Jungle?
I've been meaning to watch that thing since
it's
it
so
came
good.
Out. But
it is good.
I've heard it's really good. I got to put it back on the list.
It really is one of those, when I first saw it decades ago, I thought to myself, and I don't know that I followed through on this process, I was so impressed with it. I'm like, this is one of those movies that I'm going to force my children to watch when they're a certain age. And now they're of a certain age, so I should really do that. So how's your aftermath of the election working right now, Michelle?
It is crazy. Every day feels like you wake up and you go, what's going to happen today? You know, and you anticipate it, whatever it is that's going to happen. You anticipate it being exciting and probably good news. And then you go, okay, what are the Dems going to say about this? How are they going to paint this? This has been an amazing time. I just got back from New York, and I was at Fox doing Gutfeld and doing Jimmy Fallon's show, and everyone's in a good mood there. I think they would have all survived had the outcome been different.
I think so.
But I think what feels different, Mark, and I don't know if you guys feel this way. The landslide of it, in particular, in the popular vote. You know, this is no longer just, don't just blame the Electoral College here, folks. This was a landslide, and I think it heartens me because people didn't fall for the Hollywood celebrities. They didn't fall for the Hitler stuff. They just wanted the person who was going to go to work for them.
You know, and it really, I think a lot of us said, I know I said this to political friends, certainly on the other side, before, election day. I said, look, I just hope that it's definitive one way or the other, because we didn't need to drag the country through weeks and weeks. It didn't need to be like 2000. And I was shocked that the popular vote was where it is. But here, again, is what's interesting, Michelle, because we know, we see some of the research. We know what happened in urban areas. We know that the ad that simply said, and you've worked with Riley, you've been very vocal on some of these issues related to women's sports, when the ad says, you know, she represents they, them, and he represents.
Yes.
That really worked. I mean, I think that resonated with people.
It's funny. The first time I saw that ad, I was sitting with my husband, and it came on, and he said, wow, do you think there are going to be people who are offended by that? And I said, sure. But you know what? I think the majority of people are like, hell yeah, that's right, you know? And it was kind of this sleeper issue. But beyond just the fact that there are men competing in women's sports, right? Biological men competing. That's part one of the whole issue. The bigger part of the issue is they are telling you, Mark, and everyone in that studio, you have to believe that these men are actually women. Right. You have to believe that science is not real. You have to believe that this absurdity is legitimate. And I think everyone was so sick and tired of saying, of being told what they had to believe. It's like, look, we respect you live the way you want to live, but you cannot then co-opt women's sports and other and the truth.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely
cannot co-opt the truth.
So when I was very confused by one aspect of this for a long time, and I asked, I've only spoken with Riley Gaines one time, and I asked her, I said, what is it? Why can't you have people? And Michelle, you know this very well because you see the American sports media, which is on an interesting side of this. Why can't you at least take a stand and say this is just a fairness issue? And Riley's answer was, look, if they do that, if anyone says that and admits it, the whole house of cards comes down. Right. Well,
yeah.
Then that person's not a woman. They have to say that's a woman no matter what. That's why they take, you know, the route that they do. But this is we have a great little political roundtable that I do on Fridays. And we had the Reardon roundtable earlier today. And these are one of those issues. This is certainly an issue. It's an 80-20 issue. It's not even close the way the
it's
American people feel about this. Right.
It's not close. And you have to ask yourself about the 20 because the trans community is so small. Now, granted, there are a lot of people who want to be supportive and all of that, but this is about, you know, this is about facts and evidence and stuff that we've known for centuries. And so this sentence of a man can have a baby. No, he can't. A man can get his period. No, he can't. You know, all of this stuff, it really...
Well, a lot of it's common sense. A lot of it is common sense.
A lot of common sense. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So what do you think, you know, interestingly enough, and I hadn't talked a lot today, we have earlier this week about some of the cabinet picks, and I guess one of the stories I'm seeing today is Vanity Fair broke this story about Pete Hegseth, who is the defense secretary nominee, of course, Fox News star, and something, I'm not even getting into the details here, because they go into this allegation that is potentially a Me Too moment, which has nothing. It was never proved, but of course, Vanity Fair has to go out there and plant the seed, just like they did with some of these things during the Kavanaugh hearings a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so unfortunate. This is what we're gonna see. This is a preview to what we're gonna see in these hearings, and it's gonna be ugly and it's gonna be brutal. And my hope is, and to the extent that I know Pete, he's going to be all about it. He's going to be ready. There's not going to be any wavering on his part. And this is stuff that, you know, this Me Too, again, I think that the vast majority of the public is so over this stuff of finger pointing and someone was a victim and someone's a white supremacist. There was someone who called Pete a white supremacist. All of it is, again,
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
It really
and
is.
People are tired, and they just want someone who's going to go in there and get the job done.
That's my hope. You know, and they're not wasting any time. So I think a lot of us, and one of the things that I've said, Michelle, is I voted for my first president in 1984. It was Ronald Reagan. I have been a political conservative, more libertarian conservative, certainly now, since you know, I was in high school, and I've never really changed. But one of the things I've always wanted is less government, certainly less government spending. Mm-hmm. But going back to the famous Reagan quote about government not being the solution, but the problem. And let's face it, it's never happened. Didn't happen in 84 to 88. Didn't happen from 82 to 92. Government grows. They spend more. Republicans do this as well. But I feel like this is maybe the only real opportunity we've had to make some significant changes. Now, whether that can be executed in the end with the team that he's putting together, I don't know, because it's not going to be easy. I think we all have to be aware of that. But there's a real opportunity here.
there's an opportunity because you have the House, you have the Senate, and you have the president. And you've got these kind of badasses, these Avengers going in and saying, and they're all pretty young, by the way.
I know.
And going, you know, that's, it's, you've got this youth movement, which sets up nicely for 28, but.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to get there yet, but regardless, yeah. And when you hear someone say, oh my gosh, the whole DEI department of the Department of Defense is just going to resign in protest, everyone's going, good.
Good.
You know,
right.
that'll save Elon and Vivek a little time and energy so they can focus on other places to cut. I mean, that's just fine. I think people want action. People are starving for it. They see how corrupt things have gotten, how bloated things have gotten. And I really feel like we're in a really special moment. And but they got to make hay. They got to do it fast. They got to keep punching and not let anything get in their way.
Yeah, and I have confidence that's going to be the approach. So, Michelle Tafoy, let me ask this question. I'm guessing you have even more friends in, you know, places like Hollywood or, you know, serious left-wingers. I certainly have my share. And I've been, you know, shut out, told I'm not safe because of who I voted for. A lot of interesting reactions right now and a lot of denial on the left, I would say.
It's to their peril. I mean, let them keep denying, because then we'll keep winning. Honestly, I think the right will keep winning as long as the left keeps denying. It's astonishing to me how you can watch a show like The View, and it can be pointed out that people along the border voted for Trump, and Sonny Hostin says misogyny and racism.
Know. It's unbelievable.
Misogyny and racism. It's stunning to me. It's shocking. And I think, I don't know if they're going to wake out of that stupor. I don't know if they're willing to walk out of their silos and look around. It sure doesn't seem that way right now,
no.
But that bodes very well for Republicans.
Are you going to put your application in for The View to sit amongst Joy and the team? Wouldn't that be fascinating?
I've done it before. I've done it plenty of times. So.
Well, it'll be interesting to see because, yeah, there's a lot of people that are freaking out right now. But, you know, and I hope this is true, you know, even for younger Americans, people want to see, I'm going to say the S word, get done, right? We want to see
stuff
get done right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. We are so tired of the way that, you know, people have been dragging their feet. We have people in power that we've never heard of, and that it seems to me this machine is just chugging along at this sloth-like pace, and now you've got this, like, boost of energy. It's like the government could be on an energy drink and just go skyrocketing like an Elon Musk rocket and start doing really, really cool things.
Well, we're going to hope. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. Listen, thank you so much for coming on here again this afternoon. You have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon.
You too.
All right, take care.
You too. Enjoy your vacation.
Bye-bye. That is Michelle Tafoya. And just kind of piggybacking off that, there was something that happened that I wanted to pay attention to when it comes to the trans volleyball player from San Jose State University, because you now have an associate head coach and 11 women volleyball players from different teams in the Midwest that have filed sue a Title IX lawsuit.
Oh, good.
This. So the background is this. San Jose State has a transgender athlete on the roster, and three Mountain West Conference opponents and one non-conference foe have chosen to take losses instead of taking on San Jose State. So Utah State joined fellow MWC schools, Boise State and Wyoming, in canceling matches, even though the Aggies are not scheduled to visit San Jose State until, some of this is dated copy. They were just given the background. So
anyway,
you got four schools, but when that happened was Melissa Beatty Schmooze, who is the associate head coach, was fired after she spoke against the inclusion of the trans athlete and then filed a Title IX complaint against the school.
Good.
So here's the quote, and this is from Outkick. Beatty Schmooze previously told Outkick that she was told not to speak to the media after she was terminated, accusing the school of trying to silence people that are speaking up for their First Amendment rights and for what's right. She added, she wanted to make sure I'm standing strong, that only women should be in women's sports. Now she's a plaintiff with these other players. So the plaintiffs include, and this is another interesting part of this, I played the soundbite. Brooke Slusser is the co-captain. And if I'm not mistaken, she even indicated she was the roommate of this trans player. And she said, look, I've got nothing against her, but this is not fair.
No.
I mean, there's a big difference between having empathy for someone, not treating someone differently. But there's a difference between the equity on the playing field, even in volleyball. So they allege that the school and the conference violated the U.S. Constitution and Title IX by allowing a transgender athlete to play for a women's sports team and suppressing free speech rights of those that spoke out. That's interesting as well. The head volleyball coach, Todd Kress, San Jose University, and two administrators, as well as the trustees, are also named as defendant. The goal of the lawsuit is to prevent the trans athlete from competing in an upcoming tournament. And, you know, if you want to go into the legal stuff, in April of this year, they convened a meeting with the women's volleyball players and coaches to address a news article about Fleming being a male. During the meeting, San Jose State officials, including head coach Kress and senior director of media relations Michelle McDonald-Smith, told the team that, A, they should not speak about Fleming's sex or gender identity with anyone outside of the team. Look,
how do you get away with that?
Well, see, Riley Gaines will tell you, this is what happened with Leah Thomas. This is the same stuff that happened. B, if the women, the real women, spoke publicly about Fleming being male, things would go badly for the team members. This is what they told them. See, any information about Fleming's sex was Fleming's information alone. This was Blair's story to tell, and Blair's story alone. The women on the team could not share it. This is all very consistent with what you heard with Leah Thomas, right? The female players could not share what they thought about playing with a male, and that they could not speak with others outside of the team about any safety or privacy concerns that related to Fleming about being male and playing on the team. E, criticism of Fleming for his participation on the San Jose State University team would indicate bigotry and harm their reputation and could subject them to discipline or loss of their scholarship and could be considered a violation of school policies
Good
or state
grief.
Law. Now, what I remember Riley talking about, there were athletes that were completely against Leah Thomas until the administration had conversation like this, and they said, look, this is about something so much bigger, and you guys are only going to be on the losing side of this. This is what the woke administration tells these athletes. So,
mind you, are almost kids. I mean, these are young people.
Right. 18, 19, 20. They repeated instructions by the San Jose State University administrators not to speak about Blair Fleming because it says they were intended to cause and did cause team members to fear that they could lose their scholarships or be removed from the team if they spoke out about Fleming's sex or, you know, him being transgender. The team members were told by the administration that comments like that would indicate that they are transphobic and could be considered a violation of Title IX. Just speaking out. Listen, that is an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it is.
So they're threatening these girls, even though this is a realistic Title IX issue because women are being harmed. They're making the case that if you speak out about this, if you talk about her having a penis, then we're going to crack down on you so hard that you're not going to know what's coming. That's essentially. So during practices in August, this is this past August, before the season, Slusser, Brooke Slusser, and Beatty Schmooze saw that Fleming was hitting the ball with more force than in 2023 and far harder than any women they had ever played with.
Of course.
Where Fleming stood out was spiking the volleyball and blocking on the front row due to Fleming's leaping ability and hitting power, which far exceeded that of any player in the conference and was the most explosive of any player that the associate head coach had ever observed in collegiate women's volleyball. Fleming's spikes were estimated to be traveling upwards of 80 miles per hour, which is faster than a woman hits a volleyball. So the team goes to the head coach. They complain about this. The coach says it's routine for players to practice with male players, which, by the way, some of that is true. You know, female basketball players compete against men. Slusser says, you can't lie to me. At Alabama, each of the practice players was warned by the coach that if they hit harder than 70% of the girls, they would not come back to practice. No college women's team lets their males practice hit like Blair is hitting in our practices. this is going to be a winning case in court.
I hope so.
San Jose State University is going to come out on the losing end, and they are going to be recklessly embarrassed the way, very embarrassed the way they should be. And you know, this is going to have an impact across the country. This one case is going to change a lot of things in this country.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.